Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We move on to, I think we'll be able to do four letters in this particular lesson. So I'm going to underline it so you know which ones we're talking about. This we're going to be doing there. Remember, we're doing it phonetically. The, ra, and z. This letter's name is actually dal. This letter's name is dal, but we are saying this is the and this is the. This is ra and this is z. Those are its names. The ra's name is ra, z's name is z. Okay, all right. Now, how are we going to explain these to the children? What story have we devised for these two letters, the and the? Do you see anything in the way they are made? As you can see, the there, it's like a rounded figure. So, and look at the, same thing. They're the same as far as their shape is concerned. The only thing that's different is the dot on the there. Now, when I show these to the children, I say, look at the, he's an old man. An old man, oh, this poor old man, his back is all bent. So look at the way he's standing. He can't really stand straight, so he's bent forward. And look at that. I think that's the's wife. She's got a hat on her head. She's the. And the is again in that lip, like lisp way that you say it. You take your tongue and you touch it to your teeth. And you could probably see it in the way the children are pronouncing the letters there, the way the child has said the sound. The and the. The and the. Now sometimes the next two sounds that we are doing here is ra and z. Again, as you can see, their shapes are very similar. In fact, they are the same. Ra, z. Ra, z. What's different about this one? It has a dot on its head. You see that? It has a dot on its head. Now the thing about these two is that they are very different in their sounds. How ra is actually, I tell the children, it's like a drilling letter. Have you ever seen the way a drill goes into the ground? You hear the sound arr. It's a drilling sound. Ra, ra. That's a drilling sound. Ra. And this one, z, it whistles. Z, z, z. So along with teaching the children what these letters are, I'm also giving them a little introduction to the sifat, that means their characteristics, and also they're learning about their makharij, where they're coming from. A lot of this has to do with their ability to see how the letters are pronounced and something that relates to those letters. So this is ra and this is z. What does it sound like? Z. Sounds like a bumblebee, doesn't it? Z. So that's something that I let the children associate with. And they pick it up really fast. So, and I also tell them that look at ra, just so that they don't get confused with the and the. I tell them that look at them. Ra is a very strong man. He's got his back absolutely straight. He's a young man. Look at him. And also, he later on, I tell them that, you know, he pretends to be strong. I tell them he pretends to be strong. He's not really strong, because as you can see that when we say the ra sound, it is again in the rounded mouth way, like we did ta. I mean, we haven't done that as yet, but you might have seen the pronunciation of the letters sa, da, ta, va. Those strong letters, it has the same way of saying it. The only time it is not strong is when it has a fatha, a kasra at the bottom, a zair at the bottom. We'll talk about that later. But for now, you just tell the child that this is ra. He pretends to be strong. He's not really strong. And he sounds like a drill or a motorbike. Ra. And z, like a bumblebee. So that's the lesson on the. Ra, z. The, ra, z.